to welcome you to another episode of Money Matters Top Tips for Success, where I bring on business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives and have them share their top tips for success with you. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres to keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, moneymatterstoptips.com, and click on Become an Author to apply. All right, so today I have Chris Lawrence on the line. He's the Chief Financial Officer over at American First Credit Union. Chris, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, Adam.
So, Chris, I want to get more into what you're doing over at American First Credit Union and how you are helping your clients over there. But before we do that, let's get into your background a little bit more. How'd you get started in business?
I have kind of an odd background. I got my undergraduate degree in business economics, and then I started teaching high school. From that, I got interested in how the brain learns. And so I went back to do graduate school in neurobiology. And after doing that for a few years, for my teaching days, I was still tutoring. And I was tutoring for the president of a bank. And that led me into my career that I've been doing since 2003, which is banking.
Wow, that is an interesting turn of events. So then you didn't actually start out with the idea of going, because I looked at your background and what you do, and you have an amazing track record of working in banks and for banks. So I'm like, wow, I wouldn't have guessed that story. It's great though. So you've obviously grown in your career, and now you're in a very prominent position over at American First Credit Union. There's some people listening to this podcast right now that are considering a career in banking and or finance in different areas, and maybe they don't know exactly how to get started. What kind of advice would you give to that person, Chris?
So I actually, American First caters a little bit to that very type of person. And we have a partnership with, we're located in Brea. We have a partnership with Cal State Fullerton. Where you can do an internship. And there are a lot of financial institutions out there that have internship programs. And that's probably the best way. We have both paid and unpaid, depending on your level of education. So if you already have your undergraduate degree, it's a paid internship. If you're working toward your undergraduate degree, then it's unpaid. And there are a lot of institutions that love to reach out to, local colleges and universities.
No, that's awesome. I had no idea. And it makes sense, though, because there is this competition for talent. So it makes sense. I know when I entered my career, I don't remember that being I'm no longer in wealth management. But when I started, I don't remember having quite as much opportunity. But I have heard of more and more of these programs coming up. So I love to hear that that's something that the trend is continuing. That's great. So let's switch it up a bit, Chris. I want to talk more about what's going on over at American First Credit Union. So what kind of clients are you helping, and what kind of things do you help them with?
So our client base is largely moderate income. We're also the credit union for what are called SEGs, which are select employee groups, IBW, which is Electrical Workers Union. Probably the biggest name that we have is In-N-Out Burger. So we're the credit union for In-N-Out Burger. And as you can imagine, a lot of In-N-Out Burger's employees are on the younger side. And so they're people often, starting out in life. And we spend most of our time focusing on consumer loans and deposits. We actually have we just launched what we call Big Prize Savings, which is a savings account, and it's prize linked. It's kind of like for your deposits, you get like raffle tickets, and every month we draw a winner for that, and every month you win $1,000. Every quarter, the winner wins $10,000, and then one winner a year earns actually wins $50,000. So that's one way that we try to, you know, give back to our members and our depositors. And on the loan side, we have, you know, very competitive loan rates for both, you know, if you want a new car or if you're going to buy a home or if you need a HELOC for your house. So that's, we keep those rates very, very competitive. And quite often we're actually at the top of market for either the deposit or the loan side. And if not the top, we're always up there. So
So that's great. And thinking about like clients like In and Out and these type of companies, I love that aligning yourself and having depositors like that, like the younger group. When I think of the millennials, when I think of In and Out, what an amazing franchise. I have a little bit of knowledge of them. When I was in college, I worked for an armored car carrier, so that's how I paid for school going through college. And I used to pick up In-N-Out Burger's money. So it's kind of funny when you said In-N-Out. I'm like, oh, man, what a quality organization. I love the people that work there and the work they're doing. It's just they're pretty amazing, the way they treat their employees and otherwise. And to hear about these other alternative ways that you are rewarding your depositors and also clients overall, it just shows that American First Credit Union is pretty forward thinking in the way that they're working with their community. Are there any trends that you're noticing in the banking space, Chris?
So in banking in general, I think, you know, credit is getting a little bit more relaxed, certainly from the last, you know, 3-4 years ago. Mm-hmm. It was all very difficult to get a loan. We were always here, and that was actually our best lending time. But our, you know, for our institution, our lending has actually slowed down because we haven't really expanded our credit box. Because there's some loans out there that you can get that just don't make sense anymore.
Yeah,
not quite to, you know, 2006, 2007 levels. You know, right prior to the Great Recession, but certainly things that just don't make sense, and I don't think they're necessarily right for the consumer. So we have a little bit of a paternal responsibility in making sure that consumers don't get themselves into a situation that they can't get out of. You know, that they're financially tied to forever. So we're very careful to make sure that our borrowers can afford to pay us back. And if you have, you know, like I said, if you have deposits, that we're paying you a good wage on that. And part of the big price savings thing is, you know, to kind of, give a reward, right? There's no cost. You're not buying a lottery ticket where that money is gone, right? You buy a dollar scratcher and you don't get it, it's gone. So, we're trying to encourage savings with our big prize savings account. Everybody's like, what's the catch? There really is a catch. It's just one other way that we give back to our members.
That's awesome. Well, you took the next question out of my mouth. What's the catch? No, you already answered it. No catches. Love it. So Chris, if somebody is listening to this and they want more information about American First Credit Union or to connect, what's the best way for them to do so?
So our website address is amerfirst.org. So the first four letters of American, then the word first.org. That's our website. You can find, if you go on, you'll see everything about the big price savings. And again, there literally is not a catch to it. It is just money that we give away. It's something that we can, you know, hopefully change somebody's life for the better. Or you can, you know, of course, email me. It's, I hope I don't get too flooded with emails on this, but it's clawrence@amerfirst.org is my email address.
No, that's awesome. Well, hey, Chris, I just want to thank you for coming on the show and, of course, sharing your tips and also your background. That being said, and to the listeners, as always, thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, leave me a review, do all those great things we do to support our podcasters. I really appreciate it. And Chris, thanks again for coming on the show. Thank you.